Kananaskis. Two grizzly bear encounters in Kananaskis country have forced the closure of Rawson Lake Trail and Sorrel Ridge Route as a precautionary measure until further notice. Based on an initial investigation, Alberta Parks officials say it doesn't appear the grizzly bear was defending a food source, such as a carcass, and conservation officers also saw no signs of cubs the bear may have been defending. In the first instance, they say a grizzly bear approached a group of hikers on Wednesday, June 28, before stopping 10 meters away, which prompted a warning for the area. Bridget Burgess Ferrari, a spokesperson for Alberta Parks, said conservation officers responded to another report of a close encounter between a bear and hikers in the same area the following day. She said the grizzly came to within about 30 meters of the group, which led to the closure as a safety precaution. In both incidents, the bear did not make contact with the hikers and there were no injuries, she said. In both instances, there were no signs of cubs. Albertans are reminded to give wildlife space. Never approach a bear and stay at least 100 meters away at all times. A bear may charge if it is feeling stressed or it fears for its safety, said Burgess. Nick DeReuter, Bow Valley Wild Smart Program Director, said bears continue to be seen regularly throughout the Bow Valley and Kananaskis country along trails, roads, in and around towns and in the valley bottoms where most of their available food is found. He said with the increase in the number of visitors anticipated over the Canada Day long weekend, people need to expect to run into a bear while out on the trails, even in areas that do not have a bear warning in place. Bears are out and about and they may or may not be paying attention to their surroundings, so we need to help with that and make lots of noise so we don't surprise them, said DeReuter. People should also mentally expect to encounter a bear so if it does happen, it's not a surprise. When I'm out hiking, I think what would I do if I came around the corner and a bear's right there? Carrying bear spray and keeping dogs on a leash at all times is an absolute must. In the first encounter on June 28, Burgess Ferrari said there was no mention of dogs or bear spray. There was no mention of dogs for the incident on June 29, but the reporting party did have bear spray out but did not use it, she said. DeReuter said it is vital to have bear spray easily accessible and to know how to use it. He said Bow Valley Wild Smart offers a video tutorial on how to use bear spray, found at www.biosphereinstitute.org/bearspray. If a bear is following you, do your best to leave the area and have the bear spray ready to go in case the bear charges at you, he said. Even if you are going for a leisurely walk around the neighborhood, you should be carrying bear spray. Making lots of noise can also help ward off a surprise bear encounter. The human voice is the best tool to really try and not surprise bears and other wildlife when out on the trail, said DeReuter. Along with that, always being aware of your surroundings, and looking and listening for signs of bears like tracks and scat so you can leave the area. Numerous black bear sightings have also prompted a warning for the Canmore Nordic Center. Please report all bear sightings immediately to 403-591-7755.